the show. We've been hearing about the block drama that is about to escalate this week. We think it started last night after Josh and Luke made a couple of ripples in the construction site that is the block. They join us right now. How are you going, Josh and Luke?
Very good, guys. Thanks for having us.
Guys, before we get into the controversy that's going to be this week, I have to put this out there. You guys have been described as the most inexperienced blockheads in the history of the program.
Yeah.
Doesn't fill one with confidence, does it?
No, not at all, but I guess that means no one's looking at us, so...
You know,
to actually come away with a win was a massive upset, and we're hoping to cause a few more.
Yeah.
But we have absolutely no experience, and half the time we don't know what we're doing. We're just having a guess. So.
And that's the thing, like, you are the dark horses. You are coming from behind, and the win last night was when everyone started to go, hold on a second.
Right-o,
did these boys have a little bit of help from one fiancé?
Yeah, look, with that... watching that back last night, it was a little bit frustrating because, you know, if I was more than happy for her to come on site and a massive advantage. But what they actually didn't show on the show last night, the judges didn't love our styling at the end of the day. They loved our architecture, which Darren explained last night, and that's what got us the win.
Right. So the styling wasn't actually what got you across the line, and that's what your fiancé actually helped with, was styling, not structure.
She didn't even actually help with the styling. She just helped me grab a few clothes from Kmart.
If she's anything like me, I would have been very much telling my partner yes or no when it came to any of the above. But the drama does actually escalate for the rest of the week. Are you guys in the middle of all this drama? It's not actually to do with the fiancé moving forward. It's actually Ronnie and Georgia said this last night.
I've got a grab. Yeah. Here we go.
Josh and Luke won.
I guess it helps to cheat. I mean, it's amazing that they've got they know exactly the full schedule of what rooms are coming up, and they know
Don't
when the challenge
there.
Days are coming up.
Don't go there.
So I guess it helps to cheat. They've known from day one.
So you really think the boys have found out?
Mate, I don't really think. I know for a fact.
Guys, what have you got to say?
I just find it very interesting the timing that Ronnie decided to come forward with that. It seemed like it was a little bit sour. Yes, we probably are involved in something, but people in glass houses shouldn't be throwing stones.
Oh, all right. I like that.
Oh, I can't wait to watch the rest of the week. This is going to get juicy.
Totally. All right, it's the block. It's back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. These guys, we're going to call it the dark horses to win, particularly after a pretty sexy master bedroom reveal last night. Josh and Luke, good luck, boys. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have a great day. The Hit Breakfast
Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's Catch Up.